Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yes.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Ah, yes. And welcome to this edition of AMC Press & Co. number 457. And this episode is sponsored by First Aid Responders. We up and then we dump. Call 1-800-JERSEY for more info. And where can you find us? Well, you can find us at www.itsmyurls.com/AMCPress and shop for us on Zazzle.com, keyword AMC Press pop-up shop. And then you can also find us on Twitter at AMCPress31 and AMCPress News. God. Slow Tuesday,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Very
slow Tuesday. It's raining outside, and it's always raining outside. It's 41. I mean, 41 and sort of clear and sort of rainy and sort of mucky. Anyway, transit has been terrible. So, what do we have in the news? Oh, yes, and I forgot. I'm with Allison and Johnny.
Yeah.
Is Johnny in?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's there. Great.
45-degree night here in near Philly.
Yeah. So we're reporting from everywhere, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's right.
So, police arrest a man who allegedly stole a woman's car on a first date. Now,
I wonder if he was like on OkCupid or one of those sites.
It's got to be. I mean, if he was on a dumbass who was on OkCupid, then
I wouldn't be surprised if he was, or because OkCupid, one of those little sites.
On OkCupid.
But he screams D-bag.
Of course he screams D-bag. Who else would go, oh, hi, I'm here to see you, directly into the camera?
Like, oh, hi,
yeah.
Quick, go steal your car.
Yeah.
Oh, hi,
no.
I'm here with flowers, and I'm also here with hubcap stealers. And hubcap, I'm here with partly with flowers and also the keys to ram your car. And then steal your car. You know.
Yeah.
That sounds good, right?
Yeah, no.
Sounds fantastic, right?
sounds lovely. Why did my voice just do that?
I mean, it would be really awesome to see if basically yeah.
Which
it's like,
yes, I want to steal your, it's like, I'm going to find the most, the woman who thinks, oh, I'm here on a date, but I want your ride. It's not pimp my ride, it's steal my ride. Yeah. Let's play Grand Theft Auto, date edition.
Yeah. Pod, you know, how to basically kick their ass while they're still in the car. You know, ultimately, it is fantastic in terms of the, you know, the whole date. Rowan Atkinson did a very funny, it's a very, very funny skit on how a first person should go on a date, right? How you should arrive and how you're, I mean, it'd be useless to describe it on air. Just go, if you have a chance, go to Rowan Atkinson Live on YouTube and just type in, I think it's beginner's dates luck or something like that, and have yourself a laugh, because it's very funny. But, you know, typical douchebags in, you know, to watch out for, basically, in New Jersey, in, you know, especially this guy, who had the thing of gooch. Now, for anybody, like, to actually define what person, the thing named gooch is,
I don't know,
it's up
to
you.
I mean,
do you? Probably end up in a traffic circle somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, a Jersey.
Well.
Joke. Nice.
Yeah, or just on highway, on the highway 95, you know. If, you know, you're not familiar, it's slang, first off, and it's a very disgusting thing. It's basically the analogical distance between the body parts, the sexual intercourse body parts.
Mm.
That is what it is. And honestly, it was made famous by Johnny Knoxville unintentionally. But, you know, at the same time, do you, is it, you know, is it right, number one, to be a, is it one right to basically go, oh yes, I forgot the flowers, I forgot the hubcaps, and I'm here for your day, you know? The situation at home could be like, ding dong, or, oh shit, it's a creep.
Right.
It's a creep.
Or,
I don't want to go down.
Or.
Exactly. Hello.
Right.
Oh my god, it's the creep.
Uh-oh.
Oh my god. Okay, should I go down, Mindy? No. Don't go down. Why? I don't know. Because he looks creepy. On my turn, you know, I want to get inside you like an animal. Really? You know, it is funny in the fact that it's funny in the fact that when you come to the door of anybody's abode or household, it's not normal to go, hello. First of all, they can't hear you. Second of all, they're seeing you. And if your face looks that ugly, and that's stupid, then what are you there for? You know what I mean? But then there's the actual interaction. I want to pick you up. And the person at that point doesn't even know what to do. Because then it's awkward. It begins awkward. Right, Allison? Is that right?
Yeah.
It's right, right? So somebody comes to your door and he goes, oh, hello, what would you say?
Do I know you?
Exactly. Do I know you? The first thing that comes out of the person's mouth, do I know you? The second one is, I don't know you.
First, like, hello, like, goodbye.
Yeah.
Or, hello, can I touch your bits? No.
Okay.
You know, it's, kind of interesting in that sense, you know?
Your quote unquote naughty bits.
Yeah.
Can I do that? Or did I do that?
Hey,
no.
No.
Why? Because I don't know you, and you're not going this far. And why don't we take my
car? No. No, the door would be slammed on in the person's face.
Well, in your world, but in reality, it's you're that stupid. It's, why don't we take my car? Yeah, sure. Why don't we? Let's go to the car. Okay, we'll go to the car.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's see. Let's go to the car and see where it goes.
Not even where it goes, where it is. You know, where it is far. And where it's parked, and they can imagine themselves eating dinner. And they don't move for the entire night. That'd be pretty funny. You know, they don't move for the entire night, and the whole thing, and he doesn't move, and all you see is going, so are we going? Are we going? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
We're not there yet. You know, we're not there yet. Why haven't we moved?
It's the you will have to wait and see. Okay.
It's not even wait and see, it's going, can we put it in? Can we put it in reverse? No. Can we put it in forward? No. Can we put it in neutral? Maybe. Because that's the only way we're going to go anywhere. Can I drive? Why don't you drive? They switch cars. They switch seats. Yeah, so let me drive. where do you want to go? Well, this is my car. And? You're in my car. And? Where do you want to go? Pizza place. Oh, okay, right. why don't we go to a shack in the woods? No, let's not go to the shack in the woods. Why don't we go to the pizza place and then go to the shack in the woods? Okay. Are you a pedo? Maybe. Who wants to know? Are you hungry? Yes, I said I wanted to go to the pizza place. Okay, fine. I'm going to put this in first gear. And then he dumps her out at the sidewalk. That would be this guy. You know, that would be this guy. This guy, you know, it would be that. Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I would think that, right?
Makes sense.
I mean, it
or
could
not.
Be worse. Or not. But it could be worse.
Right.
It really could be worse. It could be, yeah. And then, you know, he could be 12 dates in and 12 sellers in, be pretty pissed drunk and like, yeah, do you want to go for a date?
I want to go for a date.
And he's still in the same car. Check, you know, but then there's more bro rules, right? Bro rules.
No,
we get that.
Bro
you know,
code.
What?
Called the bro code.
Yeah, the bro
code.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You bring the bro code in, and the bro code attaches a whole different meaning to this date.
True.
Right. You know, he gets a call from one of his guys.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that. What do you mean? You're not allowed to do that. I'm seeing you from home camera. You're not allowed to do that. Fuck you. I'm not allowed to do... Doc takes the camera. Now, where were we? Pretty funny. Kind of thing. But then, you know, this man is still out there, in all seriousness. So... if you spot him, report him to the New Jersey police so that he can be arrested and booked. And then,
sure.
We're just warning you. In other news, what do we have? Disney falsehood and disability access complaint.
Brilliant.
What exactly happened, Allison? What exactly happened?
How about we all interject? We're not just one person reading it off. Let's be fair here.
So what happened?
How about we all take to this? How about we not just go to one?
That's what I said.
Not just me. Let's be fair. Here.
So this relates back to a couple of things. A couple of episodes ago, we covered the disability, you know, Disney's failure to communicate with people with disabilities in terms of their rides and in terms of the discrimination policy as well. Several hundred families, you know. This whole thing ties into the access card. And the access cards are basically line skippers for people with disabilities. Now,
or it could help benefit them.
Or helps benefit them. Now, previously, when visitors with disabilities at Disneyland in California and Walt Disney World in Florida could obtain a guest access or guest assistance.
Yes.
Which often allowed them to skip the front and long lines for rides and other attractions. However, under the current policy, those with special needs can instead receive a disability access service card entitling them to schedule a return time, which is based on current wait times for one park attraction at a time. Following the changes, a dozen families sued Disney, arguing mm-hmm. that the new system violated the Americans with Disabilities Act by inadequately accommodating the needs of their children with autism and other developmental disabilities. Currently,
yep.
being brought by 44 families are pending before the U.S. District Court or the Middle District Court of Florida. Some families are suing Disney, also lodged complaints with the Florida Commission on Human Relations. Families allegedly discriminated in violation of Florida civil rights and arguing that Disney's policy left their children prone to meltdowns and unable to enjoy the theme parks. What's your opinion on this? I mean, like, I have an opinion, but I'll wait for everybody to voice theirs.
I myself feel like people with disabilities should have, if they have something that might cause them high anxiety, guess what? They should be able to have something to help them.
I mean, yeah.
What? If it was
just in terms of the thing of disabilities, I understand line hopping, right?
But there's some people that can't wait in line for a long time, too. So, if they have what if they have a problem that is so bad where they need to get into the ride sooner, so then, guess what? You could better help so then it could be a lot easier for those who could have problems.
I mean, problems.
So would you like, if you were in that situation, would you like to be put in a situation where you would feel not only you can't, you have to be in lines for hours and hours, and if you have a severe enough anxiety issue, would that be fair?
No. But also, in terms of stuff, in terms of the waiting, right? The waiting can cause something of a stir because of the fact that, you know, yes, people with disabilities become agitated because they can't wait in line because of the tension and stuff like that.
Or what if they have severe PTSD, like someone who's returning from overseas? Or people that have PTSD due to something else. Is that fair?
No, it's not. But post-traumatic stress disorder
and severe anxiety.
And severe anxiety. I understand. But
so, say,
how
if, So would you just allow someone that you might care about just be, go through a rough time when it's a trip to enjoy?
Absolutely not. But these guys, right, the 44 families, would you say that?
I think if their children have a problem, then they should be able to, they should have that, they should be able to have something to help them. Because autism qualifies, anything relating with that, but you have to prove what the, because I think it's a benefit. How many times do you see kids crying, freaking out for some unknown reason? And it could be caused by something that could have due to their condition. Is that
right?
Fair?
No, it's not fair. But at the same time, do you, it's not fair to the person, certainly not. But in terms of stuff, you know, that can happen, it's not fair because of the fact that the commission does not have any, as relation to this article, the commission doesn't have any enforcement authority, but can be act as a mediator. Okay.
Oh.
You do. Can act as a mediator, right? But if we find that, he said, also said, if we find that cause, it usually gives them a little bit more meat in their cases. Well, if they're saying this isn't enough, and obviously they are,
right, then guess what? More action has to be taken. There's
right.
Families that go to Disney, and Disney is supposed to be a place that has to meet needs of the ADA and other acts that help accommodate people, not the latter.
Well, yeah. I mean, they have to accommodate it, yes, but if the accommodation doesn't meet the requirement, then what are you to do? You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
You can't really do anything.
Not unless they're the ADA Act or other acts, they use the acts that are presented to make it a, to make it beneficial to those. I understand the no cutting in line. I get that. I could understand it. But it's all, from what I recall, it's almost like a fast pass that they give you. But it's a specially, it's a fast pass that is designed for those who have disabilities.
Right.
So
fast pass is designed for disabilities. Yes.
No, there's fast passes, but then they have something else. There, it's not really a fast pass. It's something else.
What
so,
is it?
You would, you kind of think of it as a fast pass, but it really isn't one. Like the like, the cast member would put it into, basically give you a time to come back. They would write down a time to come back, or they would say, come back at X time. They would verbally tell you. It would be written down. It wouldn't be like a fast pass. It's not really. It's something where it goes hand in hand.
Right.
Fast passes are good, but there are certain things that people need to eat. People need to do other things. But you're not going to have your trips all scheduled out. That's the thing. You're just not. As much as you may want, there's some families that love to schedule trips out. There's other people that go, where's the spontaneity?
Right.
In it.
Exactly.
See,
I
hate things having to be planned out. So
Only thing that should be planned out is if someone's having a big dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
And knowing how many,
or child.
Okay.
No, there are many things that can be planned out. A trip isn't one of them. I mean,
dinners, or if there's certain shows and you need to figure out travel time, but you could go back in the park and have that, or there's certain rides that you may not be able to get on, then fine with the Magic Band. Is it really the best thing to just do?
Not really.
And know how much is going to need it.
Right. I mean, they wouldn't know until they wouldn't know, I guess, until they got there what exactly, you know, would take place.
Right. It's a different thing when people... I went to Disney twice. I believe I used the new system once or twice for a ride, honestly, because of my condition, as much as I might hate waiting in lines, but waiting in line for a short amount of time, perfect, great. And Disney does not allow a doctor's notes due to the fact that it goes against HIPAA.
HIPAA.
And I could... And I could see why people are going, this system only helps the highest functioning people, guests that have autism and other cognitive impairment, but it also can create a lot of problems, and that should not be. Every family wants to have a great trip. Don't cause a family to not go back when Disney is known actually to be the best, one of the best places to travel if you have like any food allergy. And if a kid has food allergy plus other disabilities, parents are going to want to flock there. This is not the way to get people to go there, no matter no matter how you try, this is not good marketing. This is, from a marketing standpoint, it's kind
what
of
you're
sad.
Saying is it's false. It's false advertising.
No, guess I'm aware of guests saying Disney is the best place to go when it comes to allergies. Like food allergies.
Right.
Which is great. You know. But is it necessarily the best thing when you're dealing with... Yes.
I mean, it is one of those things that you, it's a touchy subject. No matter what we want to, you know, explain it as, you know.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's not easy, and we'll have to see exactly, you know, what reprimands they give it. I mean, the person who has a high-functioning autism is not necessarily a person who would also have other disabilities. I mean, what about the people with ADHD?
I would say that I would say even there's impairments that, yeah, you need ADHD has to be included. People with ADHD, it's difficult for them to stand in line. It's one thing that that would make things very interesting, and especially if there's adults that have it, and they have things going on with them, and they're wanting to be in the moment. It's the thing of
what? I mean, it's the thing of incorporating a lot of people.
Right.
That's really the thing. The thing of incorporating a lot of people under pressure to succeed.
Right.
You know.
I think it's...
That's what it is. I mean, it is one of those things that, you know, is a tricky situation to handle, one, because, you know, you're processing many people at a time, and then two, how many millions of people visit that park every year? Many, 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 many people. You know, visit those parks.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I mean,
that's really the case, isn't it? You know.
Yeah.
Taking that, but what else do we have very quickly? And we'll cover this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Finishing up covering this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Apparently now people with invisible disabilities, such as ADHD, are fighting for understanding.
And Asperger's.
And Asperger's. Are fighting
and
for
other
understanding.
Disabilities.
Are fighting for understanding.
Right. Basically, trying to explain to... trying to explain on All Things Considered, the NPR podcast, that people with Crohn's disease and fibromyalgia, which is a condition that leaves a full body in a state of chronic pain and intense fatigue, is Kari Mendoshin, who's 33, who seems like any other young professional in Washington, D.C., but suffered from Crohn's disease and fibromyalgia, which is a condition that, as we said, leaves
fibromyalgia.
Call that a mouthful.
Yeah, it sure is.
In terms of stuff, in terms of basically leaving her full body in pain. You know, trying to, but employers, employment and the disability discrimination charges are filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission between 2005 and 2010. Most commonly cited, these conditions were invisible ones. Well, how do you, it's almost as if you went, oh yeah, we have to see it.
Right. When you don't.
But you don't.
It's called,
you know, you can't explain dyscalculia. Number one.
You can't explain anxiety and depression either. People could deal with anxiety and depression and try to be as normal as possible.
Exactly.
Which means that you don't necessarily know. And saying the wrong thing doesn't bode well either.
And saying the wrong thing when people have been saying the wrong thing for years doesn't bode well. You know what I mean? It doesn't bode well in the fact that, like, for example, in my more personal life, from what the stuff that I don't air on the show, I'm going to just air this particular instance. I was convinced at the age of, when I was a teenager, right? I was convinced a federal New York City judge what ADHD was. You know, and why I couldn't work for, why I can't work, why it's really hard for me to work. And, yeah, it wasn't fun at all. It was almost
it's not a walk in the park.
No, No, it's not a walk in the park. In people who, you know, people who don't people who don't understand it. Why are you going and saying that, why are you going and saying that you do understand it when you don't? I mean, most people wouldn't understand how to do it, or how to understand an invisible disability. Not to say that every disability is invisible. It's not. I mean, would you would you ever consider, oh, let's make it so that we don't, let's make it so we don't understand the person and the person has to defend themselves in court?
Yeah, that's never the best.
That's, you know, never the best, but that's what they're aiming on doing. You know, that's what they
right.
have to do. I mean,
right.
it's not, I mean, I would be comfortable about vocalizing my disability, but I wouldn't be comfortable about explaining myself on the cross either. You know, tying myself.
Neither would I. I'm, and it's called privacy, not the ladder. Not the, oh yes, I want you to tell, please tell the world everything.
No, it's definitely not
that.
Yeah, no. It's definitely not that. But, you know, to say that, that is an understatement. It is an understatement. You know?
Right. I get it. I don't particularly care for it.
Nobody cares for it. I think that nobody cares for actually doing this, because this is, it's evil to not only defend your right as a human being, but have to do it in front of a jury of your peers where they don't, it doesn't look like you have a disability, but you actually do.
Right. That's, no.
That's sadistic, and it's evil, and it's wrong. It's not the best thing.
And having a disability is not something people just joke about either. We just don't say it to say it. It's a, we have it.
No,
this is
I
it.
Mean, unless you have a stigma.
But still, people have a right. People with disabilities have a right to go this is who we are. No one's going to stop us from living. People may try, but there's so much in the world that we have a right to be happy for, because we're actually defying odds. Not going, oh yes, something else. Oh, it's oh, you have a disability. It's like, it's trying to explain to the scientist who said, oh, people with disabilities didn't exist. Bullshit.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Bullshit. Maybe you need to look a little harder. Maybe look right in front of you. Because there's a lot of people out there.
Exactly.
And a lot of people who are not afraid to speak up.
Right.
And
exactly.
That's what matters.
Exactly. Speak up. I mean, yes, disabilities are coming to light in a huge way now, but speak up even more. That's where we get our stuff heard. So I guess
there's
our episode for tonight. You were gonna say?
I guess everyone will have to stay tuned, and all of our listeners out there will have to stay tuned to what's going to be coming ahead.
Exactly, because soon you will be able to actually, you know, subscribe to stuff that we're planning. We can't tell you what. But we will let you know.
We already have, we already have Stitcher, which people can find us there. We have
Tumblr.
So many sites that you could go on. There's one site that's like a nonstop shop where people could find us. It's on www.itsurls.com/AMC Press, which has all of our sites, which means you could go on there, you could find out where we are, you could contact us, you could also find us on Google+, you could find it, there's so many sites.
Exactly. We're everywhere.
We're getting everywhere. We're, yeah, and we're doing a pretty good job at doing it too. So, and it wouldn't be anything. We wouldn't be here if we didn't have the fans. So,
no.
And those that listen on demand, and
you guys are
the
awesome.
On demand listeners really are
you're showing
us really.
Some love,
some,
you know.
So, listen on demand live. It doesn't matter. Just keep on tuning in, and also find Uncensored Radio with Karen Ashley, Sharon Johnson, and many more cast members on myuncensoredradio.com, and stay tuned for their web series called Uncensored Reality. So we can only guess.
Exactly. We can only guess what's coming on their stuff. But
we are slowly
getting stuff up.
Yes.
So.
And before we go, if anyone is going to be in Lexington, Kentucky, if you're going to Lexington Comic Con and Toy Fair, Austin St. John will be there along with Karen Ashley and many more. If you're fans of Power Rangers. Are familiar with Uncensored Radio and other great stuff out there, and
guess we'll be back tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow. So. Exactly. So, have a great night. And it's only 24 hours. It's only 24 hours. Keep calm.
Bye. Yes, bye.